While holiday lights are lovely to look at, they are symbolic as well in some parts of the world. For example, all across New Mexico, communities are gearing up for Christmas Eve with elaborate displays of small handmade lanterns that are supposed to light the way for Joseph and Mary and commemorate their search for food and lodging before the birth of Jesus. As Elaine Baumgartel reports, the tradition of making farolitos takes a lot of work.
At Acequia Madre Elementary School in the heart of historic Santa Fe, students are tapped for their nimble fingers and excessive holiday energy to fold brown paper lunch bags by the hundreds for Christmas Eve. The lanterns will be arranged along walkways, walls, and rooftops throughout the neighborhood.
Go ahead and get me the bag from over there. Get me some more bags.
Teacher's assistant Jack Wheeler is supervising the effort in the rec room at the school.
This is my little project. We're trying to get as many bags, farolitos filled before we leave today.
As she scoops sand into a paper bag, fifth grader Miranda Sanford says her class prepped 500 farolitos, maybe more.
They're pretty much made of paper bags, sand, and candles, definitely. It's like there's a paper bag and then you put sand inside so the candle doesn't just go straight to the bottom and get wax everywhere.
Another fifth grader, Gabriela Montoya y Tierney, says she's pretty much got the folding process down. The mouths of the lunch-size bags must stay stiff and open at the top so that the light from votive candles can shine from within.
Like, it's pretty easy, actually. You can fold it down as far as you want. I like to do it an inch, maybe, a little less. And then you kind of just uncrinkle the bits and pieces of it.
Marcus Sandoval's boots are crusted with sand from the pile on a tarp in the middle of the room. The sixth grader says once the bags are folded, they're filled partially with sand and gravel so that when they're placed on walls and rooftops, they won't fall down.
Yeah, I love them because it's fun just feeling in the sand and picking them up on the roof. And the school looks pretty nice.
Jack Wheeler says some parents will volunteer time over the weekend to complete the rest of the farolitos.
But these kids have done a fantastic job, as you can see. That's a lot of work.
Wheeler says they need over 2,000 farolitos to decorate the school grounds.
This is as far as we're going to get, I think.
Half the rec room floor is filled with farolitos lined up against each other like a sea of sack lunches with goodies inside. And on Christmas Eve, parents turn out in droves to light the votive candles one by one just as the sun goes down. Thousands of locals and visitors will turn out for the annual Farolito Walk on Christmas Eve, wandering up and down narrow winding streets, enjoying the smell of burning piñon wood from bonfires, and admiring the flickering glow of the farolitos lighting the way. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Baumgartel in Santa Fe.
This is NPR News.